All right, truth seekers, freedom lovers, fellow patriots, you know what time it is. It's time to lock and load your common sense and get ready for another dose of the Daily DOGE Report.
That's right, folks. Season 2, Episode 24, coming in hot.
Back again with yours truly, Caleb, ready to expose the swamp creatures and their shenanigans.
And I'm Grace, here to make sure we keep it real, keep it factual, and keep it funny. Because let's face it, the state of things these days, you gotta laugh or you'll cry.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
And speaking of things that might make you cry, today we're diving deep.
Get deep down the rabbit hole.
Into the absolutely mind-boggling world of government waste.
We're talking billions, folks. With a B.
Your hard-earned dollars vanishing into thin air.
But don't worry, we've got the receipts thanks to some brave patriots who are fighting back.
That's right, we're talking about Elon Musk himself calling out the insanity and the Department of Government Efficiency, aka at DOGE, out there on the front lines, slashing and burning the bureaucratic fat.
So if you're ready to get fired up about fiscal responsibility, buckle up, Buttercup, because this is going to be a wild ride.
We're going to start with Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Quote.
Who really set the stage for us?
He said, and I quote, "The sheer amount of waste and fraud in the government," he says, "it is astonishing. It's mind-boggling. We routinely encounter," he says, "wastes of $1 billion or more. Casually."
Casually.
Like dropping a 20 at the
like spare change?
Like spare change.
Yeah.
Casually throwing around billions of dollars.
It's amazing.
It is.
And you know we see that right off the bat.
Yes. Let's jump into that.
This first example.
A $1 billion survey.
A $1 billion survey.
They say it was a 10-question online survey.
10 questions.
My niece could make a 10-question survey.
Oh, absolutely.
For like $10 on SurveyMonkey.
Yeah, on like Google Forms or something. It's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And no feedback mechanism.
No. Like, what's the point of the data if there's no feedback mechanism?
What are we doing, Lee?
$1 billion, folks. Just poof.
Wow.
But don't worry. We have people fighting the good fight.
That's right. We do.
Who are those people?
Well, that would be the Department of Government Efficiency, otherwise known as at DOGE.
Ah, our heroes.
Yeah, really stepping up.
Stepping up.
They are all over these wasteful contracts.
And they're terminating them.
Yeah, and these America Last grants.
We're going to get into that.
Yes.
But first, the wasteful contracts.
So they've already gotten rid of 113 wasteful contracts.
With a ceiling value of $4.7 billion.
Billion.
You imagine the waste, the potential for waste there?
That's incredible.
And they already managed to save $3.3 billion.
Just like that.
Just by cutting out these useless contracts.
Like, boom. And you want to hear an example of one of these contracts.
With me.
A $145,000 USDA consulting contract for Peru climate change activities.
Peru. Now, I love Peru.
Yeah, Peru's great.
Wonderful country.
Great food.
Lovely people. Why are we American taxpayers paying for Peruvian climate change activities?
That's a great question.
What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Let us know down in the comments.
You know, and then there's these America Last grants.
Oh, we got to get into this.
Yeah. So $577 million worth of these grants have been canceled.
Canceled.
Poof. Gone.
Resulting in a savings of $237 million.
Wow.
So what are some examples of these America Last grants?
Okay, here we go. $10 million for gender equity in the American workplace.
Okay.
$12.2 million for worker empowerment in South America.
Okay.
$6.25 million to improve respect for workers' rights in agricultural supply chains in Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador.
I'm all for workers' rights. But why?
Why are we paying for this?
Why are we paying for this?
In other countries.
Right.
And it goes on.
Yes.
$5 million for elevating women's participation in the workplace in West Africa.
Go ahead.
$4.3 million for assisting foreign migrant workers in Malaysia.
Okay.
$3 million to enhance Social Security access and worker protections for internal migrant workers in Bangladesh.
Wow.
And another $3 million for safe and inclusive work environments in Lesotho.
What are we doing here?
So it's really making you think, where are our priorities?
Right. Why are we spending so much money on other countries?
When we have problems here.
When we have problems here at home.
Yeah.
But it's not just the federal government.
That's right.
We're seeing this at the state level, too.
Right.
And we're going to head over to Kentucky for this one.
Kentucky.
The bluegrass state.
Yeah.
With this Kentucky Doge initiative.
And this was brought to you by...
This was championed by T.J. Roberts.
T.J. Roberts, yep.
And what he's trying to do is introduce an amendment to the Kentucky State Legislature that would require the executive branch to report on potential cost-saving measures.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Figure out where we can save money.
Find out how to save money.
Figure out what tasks and functions we can just get rid of.
Eliminate.
Yeah.
And maybe even suggest adjustments to staff positions.
Streamlining. Yeah.
And he views this as a first step in, as he calls it, reining in waste, fraud, and abuse.
The trifecta. Yeah.
And ultimately reducing taxes.
So the people of Kentucky.
He said excessive spending is a disease and taxes are the symptom.
He's not wrong.
That's pretty insightful.
Right.
And he ultimately wants to eliminate income tax and property tax in Kentucky.
Wow.
Now, the swamp creatures in Frankfort weren't too happy about this.
They were not.
And Governor Andy Beshear vetoed this bill.
T.J. Roberts' response, he said it was a smack in the face to every Kentucky taxpayer.
I can't say I disagree with him.
And he plans to vote to override the veto.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
So it's not over yet, folks, for you folks in Kentucky.
Stay tuned.
Another area where we see a lot of discussion about taxpayer money is the funding of public broadcasting.
Yes. NPR and PBS.
That's right.
Now, a lot of people say...
It's like a controversial topic for sure.
They say these organizations are biased.
Yeah. There are concerns about political bias.
A little bit left-leaning.
Some would say...
And there's also some of the content they produce.
Yeah, like drag queen story hour for kids.
Not everyone's cup of tea.
Certainly divisive.
Divisive content.
But what's really interesting is they get like 99% of their funding from private donations.
Wow.
And corporate sponsors.
So then why are taxpayers giving them $500 million every year?
That's the question.
What do you think?
Yeah.
If they can get 99% of their funding from private sources, why are we chipping in?
Makes you wonder.
Now let's get into the really juicy stuff.
Yeah, the nitty gritty of how this waste actually happens.
The inefficiencies, shall we say.
The inefficiencies, yes.
So at DOGE... discovered a literal mine in Pennsylvania.
A mine.
Full of filing cabinets.
22,000 filing cabinets.
With 400 million pieces of paper related to the retirement process.
It's astounding.
Decades old.
It's unbelievable.
They're trying to digitize it.
But can you imagine?
Oh.
I can't even fathom.
The amount of paper.
And it takes months for them to process retirement.
In this day and age, it just seems unacceptable.
And another fun fact?
Yeah, hit me.
The IRS has 1,400 people just to provision laptops and cell phones.
1,400 people?
What?
Just for that one task.
Can't we automate that?
Seems like a lot.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah.
And get this.
Right.
The entire federal government has one bank account.
You're kidding?
One bank account.
For all those trillions of dollars. I don't know, folks. Does that seem secure to you?
Not really.
Not to me either.
And then you look at all the fraud that happens because these systems don't communicate.
Oh, yeah. The IT systems are just...
A nightmare.
A nightmare.
They're ancient.
So the Small Business Administration has been giving out loans to people under the age of 11.
Like babies.
Including a 9-month-old.
No way.
Yes.
A 9-month-old with a small business loan.
Because their systems don't talk to the Social Security Administration.
So they can't verify age or anything.
Basic information.
It's astounding.
It is.
And then the Social Security Administration's got their own problems.
Oh, yeah.
40% of their phone calls are fraudsters trying to change direct deposit information.
So your information is not safe, folks.
And they have over 15 million people over the age of 120 listed as alive in their system.
The fountain of youth must be in their computer system somewhere.
Right.
And then their website crashes all the time.
Oh, all the time.
Can't get any service.
It's frustrating for everybody.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
They're trying to modernize, but this stuff is like 50 years old.
It's a huge undertaking.
It is.
And that's not even the worst of it.
Oh, what?
The Department of Health and Human Services has 40 distinct communication offices.
40?
40.
What are they all doing?
Nobody knows.
Communicating?
Maybe.
Maybe?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
And the National Institutes of Health has 700 different IT systems that can't talk to each other.
They can't talk to each other.
And 27 different chief information officers.
27.
27.
Good grief.
So at DOGE has got their work cut out for them.
They Dude.
But they have big goals.
Tell me about it.
They want to reduce the deficit by $1 trillion.
A trillion.
$1 trillion.
That's ambitious.
They want to reduce spending by 15%.
Okay.
And they're claiming they're going to cut waste and fraud in real time.
So they're on it, folks.
To the tune of $4 billion a day.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
And they say they're being careful.
Yeah.
They say they're using a measure twice, cut once approach.
Okay.
So they're not just going there willy-nilly.
They're being strategic about it.
They are.
Yeah.
And they're using voluntary separation programs to reduce the workforce.
Instead of just firing people.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're also committed to transparency.
They're publishing all their findings on their website.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
So you can actually go and see what they're doing.
Hold them accountable.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're even looking at credit cards.
Oh, yeah. There's 4.6 million government credit cards out there.
For 2.3 to 2.4 million federal employees.
So basically 2 credit cards per person.
That doesn't seem right.
That's a little excessive.
They're trying to reduce that.
They're working on it.
Good.
Yeah, and this is their patriotic duty, they say.
Well, it is.
It is.
To, you know, protect our money.
Protect our money.
And they're doing a good job.
It seems like they are.
They are.
And, you know, it's worth noting.
Yes.
That the government can't even pass an audit.
Because they can't track payments.
They can't track payments.
They don't have proper financial information.
It's shocking.
It is.
So, folks, what's the takeaway here?
Yeah, what have we learned today, Grace?
Well, we've learned that there's a huge amount of government waste out there.
Huge.
From silly surveys to ancient IT systems.
Redundant bureaucracies.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
It is.
But there are people fighting to fix it.
Yes, there are.
Like at DOGE.
At the federal level.
And TJ Roberts in Kentucky.
And hopefully more to come.
Hopefully more to come.
Yeah.
So with all this waste going on.
Yeah.
What are some other areas of government spending that we should be looking at?
That's a good question for you guys at home to ponder.
Yes. What do you think?
What else is out there?
And how can we hold our elected officials accountable?
That's the key, right?
For being responsible with our money.
Because at the end of the day, it is our money.
It is.
And we need to make sure that they're using it wisely.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, folks.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into the murky world of government spending.
Thank you for joining us.
And as always,
stay informed.
Keep asking questions.
And demand accountability.
And until next time, keep your DOGE up.
You've been listening to the Daily DOGE Report.
Season 2, Episode 24.
Stay vigilant.
So, Grace, what's the key takeaway for our listeners today?
I think the takeaway is that government waste and fraud are serious problems, but there are people out there trying to do something about it.
Absolutely.
And it's up to us.
It's up to us.
To hold our elected officials accountable.
To hold them accountable and to demand better.
To demand better.
It's our money, folks, and we deserve to know how it's being spent.
Exactly.
So if this deep dive has opened your eyes to the scale of the problem.
Yeah.
Then please share with your friends and family.
Spread the word.
Let's get more people involved in this fight.
Yeah, get informed and get engaged.
Get informed, get engaged, and get subscribed to the Daily DOGE Report.
That's right.
For the low, low price of just 99 cents a month.
99 cents a month.
Less than a cup of coffee.
Or
you can get a whole year for just 9.99.
That's a steal.
It's an absolute steal, folks. So sign up today and help us keep bringing you this hard-hitting content. And on that note, I want to leave you with a final thought.
Okay.
Given all the waste and fraud we've talked about today, what one common sense initiative would you prioritize to fix government inefficiency?
Mm-hmm.
And why?
That's a great question.
I want you to think about that, folks.
Yeah.
Because it's our responsibility to come up with solutions.
Absolutely.
And to hold our government accountable.
Yes.
Until next time, stay informed. Stay vigilant and keep those flags flying high.
Bye, folks.
See ya.
See ya later.